The second benefit of his conversion was not only for untouchables but also for non-untouchables. The other non-Buddhists who really inspired from Dr. Ambedkar's this great act of conversion, how he revived the philosophy of peace, the philosophy of love, the philosophy of wisdom to share with all sections of society to form a real harmony. And his act of conversion was really benefited for Buddhism itself. He gave a new inspiration, new speed to the Dhamma Chakra, and that Dhamma now is getting speed day by day. Every year on this day, the millions and millions of people are gathering at the ground where Dr. Ambedkar embraced Buddhism at Dikshabhumi Nagpur, and that's how the world is looking towards India for the new hope to revive Buddhism in its own land. So, my dear brothers and sisters, I'm very sorry, my mother tongue is not English, if you can't understand some of my pronunciation, but I really congratulate all of you on this great day where Dr. Ambedkar really tried to revive the Buddhism in its own land and try to give the message of wisdom and compassion to the world. Thank you very much. Wish you a very great day. Jai Bhim, Namo Buddhaya.